Thank you everyone for joining me on the terrific Tuesday teleclass. It's an absolute pleasure to be here today. I'm really glad you're joining me, both here live on the call and later on the recording. Ever since I learned how to do the upload to YouTube for podcasts, it's made a big difference in the amount of people listening to the terrific Tuesday teleclass on their iPods. For that, I thank you very much. I'm so excited that you're listening. Please do contact me with your questions, your comments. My email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's carla@retirewithcarla.com. Send me an email there, or you can contact me directly at 877-767-7544. So you have dialed into the Terrific Tuesday teleclass, and I'm thrilled that you're here, both live and on later on the recording. So thank you everyone. I'd like you to grab that piece of paper and a pen that writes, and we're gonna dive right into today's Terrific Tuesday teleclass. If you are too shy to come on the line at the end when I open the lines up again, please do just email me those comments, questions, and concerns at carla@retirewithcarla.com. And as always, am I looking for you? I'm looking for people who want to play in the team environment, people who are ready to be coached, mentored, and supported to live the life of their dreams. If that's you, you can go to retirewithcarla.com, submit your name and number, and we'll talk. We'll find out whether or not you're good for the team and the team is good for you. So, diving right in. Question that has come up this week. Actually, a couple of people have asked me this question this week. Is how come there are some people out there that have so much faith to build their own home-based business and others don't? How come that happens? And especially in the business of multi-level marketing, the people who succeed are in the single digits. People, everyone pretty well believes that they can succeed at multi-level marketing, but not everyone can. But how come some people have that faith to build that home-based business, whether it's MLM or internet marketing? Doesn't matter. Where in the world does that faith come from? Well, guess what? That faith comes from inside your head. Inside your head. It comes from hearing what's going on inside your own head. What is that voice saying to you? Now, years ago, it used to be thought that if you heard voices in your head, you were kind of crazy. Well, not anymore. Everybody realizes that there's that mind chatter that happens. But in that mind chatter, there's also a pretty powerful voice. Now, some people believe it's spiritual, some people believe it's energy. No matter what your belief system, that voice can be pretty powerful. And you know how sometimes when you're in the shower and you're singing a song and you get, I mean, how many times I've had good ideas in the shower? It's just amazing. And I know lots of other people, it's the same thing. Lots of good ideas come in the shower when you're sitting back, relaxed, not really thinking about anything in particular, and bingo, you get this idea in your head. So how many of you does that happen to? And some of those are pretty darn good ideas. The bigger question is, what do you do about it? That is such a powerful voice. However, it's not just enough to hear it. That's just the beginning. you actually are going to have to take some sort of action. So you've heard that information in your head. Now what? Now what are you going to do? You think, oh, that's a great idea. You get out of the shower, you write it down. Or you tell someone so that you'll remember. You say it out loud a couple of three, four, five times so that you'll remember. But now what? Because guess what? We're going to have two people building an internet marketing business and MLM business. Two people, both building the same business, and one succeeds and the other one doesn't. Why not? Because every single one of us is different. And there are hundreds of different instructions out there on how to do the same thing. There are teachers, these terrific Tuesday teleclasses that I do, they are motivational, but they're also real actual tips that you can do to build your own home-based business. Well, guess what? Google it. You will find thousands of people doing the same thing. However, you can only learn it from one person. Just like I only learn it from one person. As you go through, you get the different teacher. You find someone different. You're attracted to someone different. So there's lots of different ways to do the same thing. What you need to do is you need to connect with that inner voice inside your head. You're going to hear something and then you're going to get all excited about it. You get that idea. Whether it be while you're driving, while you're in the shower, while you're falling asleep at night, you get that idea and you get excited. But we all have different experiences. We all have different beliefs. And you will not build the same home-based business as your neighbor. And that is based on your beliefs and your experiences. Because we'll all see things very, very differently. Just today, I was in a conversation with some people about using a virtual assistant. Now, there was probably about 20 people in the room. And half the people had never even heard of a virtual assistant. Different experiences, different beliefs. It never crossed their mind to have a virtual assistant for anything. So, an example, if you're one of the people who's in MLM or considering getting into multi-level marketing, internet marketing, there are thousands of people out there on the internet selling different programs and teaching different ways of building the business. And a lot of those systems work. Now, some of them, they don't. Some of them, they don't. Just like in everything, it's got the good people and the bad people. But those systems, for the most part, work. But they may not work for you. And they won't work for you based on your experiences and your beliefs. And the big one is the beliefs. Because where does that faith come from? It comes from inside your head. If you don't believe you can do it, you're right. You can't. You have to develop that belief in you in order to be able to do it. And it's because of all of that programming. I may give you, as my team member, an absolutely awesome script to invite people to show the business plan to. And because of your belief system, you are going to actually insert negative words in there. You're going to insert a negative phrase. And when you do that, you can potentially bring yourself off as a person who isn't trustworthy, a person who's unreliable, who's not going to be there when they say they are. And that goes back to your own belief. That's why when you're doing things like that and you're finding you are not as successful as other people are with the same tool, get out a tape recorder, record yourself, and then listen to it. The first time I did that, I was very surprised at some of the negative words I was using. And I had to work very hard at putting all of the positive words into my vocabulary, using remember instead of forget, using my pleasure instead of no problem. Different, and I mean, how many times a day do you hear no problem? So those different kinds of programmings that you have inside you, they come from all over. They come from society, they come from family, friends, coworkers, everybody. And it's just thought of as the norm. But it's still your programming and it's still negative programming. The voice inside your head is your actual potential. Those ideas that you get, they may seem outlandish to you once you get out of the shower. But they're not. They are your potential. And people say, oh yeah, well, you know, I can't do that. And in actual fact, you're not going to get an idea that you aren't going to be able to accomplish. Now, then there's people who say, well, you know, hey, get the idea, I want to be, well, the Olympics are happening here in Vancouver in a couple of weeks. How many people dream of being an Olympic athlete? And when you work hard enough, when you work long enough, you'll get there. But if you're like me, and you're short, you're not very athletic, those kinds of dreams don't happen. One of our associates has a daughter who has a dream of becoming an Olympic ice skater. She is dedicated. She is focused. She has been focused on that dream for years. And next year, she'll be able to try out. But I would never have gotten that dream because that's not my interest. You will get the suggestions and the ideas that you can make happen. A wonderful movie that you can go out there and watch is a movie called Coach Carter. Now, I had the pleasure of meeting Coach Carter, and he's a basketball player. And believe it or not, Coach Carter's pretty short. But he is an amazing basketball player. Okay, maybe is not the right word. He probably still plays basketball, but he doesn't play in professional sports anymore. But he's short. But he perfected his skill. He honed his skill. He worked at it. He worked at it. He worked at it. If you watch that movie, Coach Carter, you will see just how far that dream can take you. That is a phenomenal movie. Go out and rent Coach Carter. It's just an absolutely phenomenal movie. But you, in order to make those ideas and suggestions come into fruition, you have to do something. You have to take action. You have to take that next step, or you're never going to get any results. Or you're just going to get negative results, bad results. But on that actual dream, on that suggestion, on that idea, you won't get any results until you take that first step. So what action step can you take to make sure your ideas play out? If your idea involves finding clients or customers, I've created a 30-day tip campaign just for you. The people who have that idea, the idea is there, the dream is there, the vision is there, but you have no idea where you're going to find your customers, your clients, go to butterflynetworking.com and sign up for the free 30 days of emails. They're going to tell you how to start building your presence on the internet so that you can start finding customers and customers can start finding you. That could be an action step that you could take. It's a good idea if you have your business in mind, but you don't have to. You could just start building your presence and start building relationships and sharing just kind of the different business ideas that you're taking a look at. But you must do. You must be a doer. You must take action. You must take that first step, or you will never get the results you want. So I've made that first step pretty easy. You go and you put in your name and your email. You sign up. I'm going to send you another motivational thing on Mondays, but I'm not going to send you anything else. And you can learn how to build your own presence on the web. And you got to start, because you got to start. So what action steps can you take to make sure your ideas play out? There are hundreds and thousands of free resources out there. You can spend hours and hours and hours looking at them all, checking them all out, but you got to get started. Just start. It's amazing how many people go through their life and they don't start. So, I have two tips for you in making sure that you start and you keep going. And number one is that understand, remember, realize that you are the number one thing that's keeping you from your own success. Now, some people say, well, you know, you didn't do it before, you tried before, how come now? So that fear comes up. Your past comes up. Well, guess what? Your past is not your future. Your past is your past. Your future is the potential. The potential of the idea that you heard in the shower. Letting go of the past and letting go of the fear and just doing it anyway. Deal with the frustration. One of the things that I heard as I personally was listening to a CD this week was when you get to that point of overwhelm, which I have been to a lot in the past 3 years, rejoice in it. Be glad. Because you're learning, your brain is taking it in, you're processing it, you're learning, you're taking action, you're moving forward. Every day, every day, every day. Deal with the frustration. Deal with those negative tapes that are going on inside your head. And one of the really excellent ways that you can do that is you can turn the fear into a question. So, I am afraid of I'm afraid of doing a webinar. I was afraid of doing. I am afraid of doing a webinar. So therefore, I'm going to do it. In fact, it's scheduled for the 27th of January. But instead of saying to myself, I'm afraid of doing a webinar. Oh my gosh. Oh, what if this happened? What if that happened? Oh no. And letting my brain go down that negative path and spiral through all those negative tapes and just heading down that black hole. Instead, I ask myself the question, how can I create the best webinar experience for my participants that's out there? How can I create a webinar that people will really learn from? So what I'm doing instead, I'm asking myself an empowering question. I'm asking myself a question for the positive results that I want. So I used to be afraid of heights. I have conquered that fear. Asking yourself those specific empowering questions. How can I do that? Why would I do that? What's the reason I would do that? The more specific, the better. So when those shower ideas pop into your head, don't just brush them off. Think of, ooh, now how could I make that happen? That would just be so powerful. Because then what you're doing is you're putting your subconscious brain to work for you. You're putting your brain to work for you to find the ways to make it happen. When the student is ready, the teacher will come. Remember that. That is so true. Number two, use deadlines. Put some pressure on yourself. You don't become a diamond without pressure. Put some pressure on yourself. It's not about being perfect. It's about making progress. Now, I'll tell you, I made a big faux pas last week. I put out my very first ever event on Facebook. I was inviting people to last week's teleseminar for butterflynetworking.com, where you're going to go and sign up for those 30 days of emails. And I put the phone number in wrong, and I never realized it until after the teleseminar was over. But I did it. I had actually sent out a confirmation email to everyone who had RSVP'd to attend and given them the correct information. But this time, I have done an even better job. So I'm making progress. It's not about being perfect, because we're human beings. You are not perfect. If you think you are, sorry, you're not. None of us are. Whatever you are right now, I am a perfect Carla McNeil, because I am where I need to be, when I need to be at right now. Just like you're perfect where you are. But you're never going to do everything perfectly, because that's not just how it works. If you did everything perfectly the first time, you'd never learn. I learned to be a little bit more careful when I was putting out my events on Facebook. So this next one, because I'm persistent, because I'm taking action daily, we have a lot more participants on this one coming up tomorrow night than we do for this one. Pardon me, the last one where I put the number in wrong. So it's not about being perfect. It's about making progress. Don't look at that whole journey. When you have those deadlines, don't think of it as, you know, I think I've got my five-year plan, and my five-year plan is August the 5th, 2010, is when I walk away from my slave camp job. And I actually had two people approach me today and tell me, no, I wasn't allowed to. That was nice. I smiled. However, don't look at that whole journey. If I'd have started way back in the 5 years ago looking at the end, I'd have been totally exhausted before I started. When you use deadlines, you want to break down the activities. You want the small bits. What can I do today? So let me take a look at my planner. I write down every day the little tiny action steps that I am doing every day. So today was to make a handout for the meetup group that I conduct here in Vancouver called the Vancouver Strategic Twitter Team, and to make a reservation at the place where we're going. I've done both of that. Check out Diamond Deadlines. I did that. I created the notes for tonight's teleseminar. I did that. They're not huge things. The little steps that take you closer and closer and closer to the money. No success is going to happen to you without that shift in the mindset. And that shift in the mindset is your own belief that you can do it, that you can make it happen. Little steps, little steps, little steps. It really is important to have that big why, that why at the very end. But then you break that down into smaller little bits. Think about it from your own pain and pleasure perspective. Oh, it's going to be so nice. This is what it's going to look like when I walk away from that slave camp job for the last day. I know what it feels like when I walk out of there. And then also, what is it going to be like if I have to go to my boss and say, oh, I made a mistake? I'm not going to be able to walk away on August the 5th, 2010. It's like, ooh, now the thought of doing that doesn't make me feel very good. So I am driving myself from both the pain and the pleasure, giving myself those deadlines. And learn to schedule your time so that you can make progress on your purpose instead of reacting. And believe it or not, I just really learned this one really, really well this week. And I set myself a new rule. No email until noon. Now, it was really, really hard yesterday morning not to turn my email on, but I didn't do it. And I got a Twitter project done, and I got an article written in 20 minutes. It was amazing. No email, because it's one of the biggest distractors. Do the money things first. Do the things that bring in the money. Because the money is going to be able to create for you the lifestyle that you want. Doesn't matter if you want the big extravagant lifestyle or you just want to be able to have the time to play with your children and your grandchildren whenever you want. Whatever you want. So putting all of this into practice, one step at a time, you really will build up the faith in yourself. All those little successes, I look back behind me and I see all those little successes. And it has been huge in developing my own faith in myself. So let me recap tonight's terrific Tuesday teleclass. Where does faith come from? It comes from inside your own head. You do it for you. You hear those ideas. That's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. You heard the information. Now you got to do something with it. You got to take some action. You got to do something to take those next steps and get those results. Understanding that you are the number one thing that is keeping you from your own success. You are the number one thing. So take those fears, take those things that's stopping you, turn that fear into a positive, empowering question. How can I create the best webinar? How can I create the best teleseminar experience that you've ever had? Specific empowering questions and use deadlines. Put the pressure on yourself. Don't look at that whole journey step by step by step. So putting things into practice one step at a time, you will build that faith in yourself. And you then will be able to look behind you and say, wow, look at all the stuff I've accomplished. Look at where I've come in 5 years. It's amazing how fast the 5 years goes. It doesn't seem like it when you first start out, but it is amazing. And you will be able to look back and see all the tiny little steps and what a huge difference all of those tiny little steps have made. When you're ready to join the McNeil Championship team, we look forward to seeing you at retirewithcarla.com. Put in your name and your number, and we'll contact you. If you want to get started building your own presence, taking a look around, go to butterflynetworking.com. That's BUTTERFLYNETWORKING.com. Butterflynetworking.com, and sign up for those free 30 days of emails. Either way, take some action. Get started. Take that next step. Take that deep breath. Get rid of that fear and do it anyway. So, thank you very much for listening to me, joining us here tonight on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And is there anyone out there who has a question? Excellent. All right. So, thanks very much for joining me here tonight, and I look forward to keep those emails coming, keep those comments coming. I love them all. And remember to have fun out there.